This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump says he'll testify today under oath in a civil investigation in New York. The New York Attorney General's been investigating his business dealings. This comes after the FBI searched his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida as part of an unrelated investigation into whether he took classified records when he left the White House. That search is infuriating his family and supporters.
Eric Trump says it's yet another attack against all the Trumps.
There's no family in American history that has taken more arrows in the back.
Telling Fox News Channel's Hannity, Democrats have a clear goal.
They don't want Donald Trump to run and win again in 2024.
The Trumps accuse Democrats of weaponizing the Justice Department. At the White House.
We did not have advance notice.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said she has no comment about the search itself.
This is a criminal investigation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a primary contest a lot of people were watching, Tim Michaels, a wealthy businessman endorsed by former President Trump, won the Republican primary for Wisconsin governor on Tuesday. He'll face Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Now to those higher prices you're paying at the grocery store, the gas pump. The government releases new numbers this morning.
The government's inflation report for July is expected to show that prices jumped 8.7% from a year earlier. That's still a sizzling pace, but a slowdown from the 9.1% year-over-year figure in June, which was the highest in four decades. The forecast by economists, if it proves correct, would raise hopes that inflation might have peaked and that the run of painfully higher prices is beginning to ease slightly. Norman Hall, Washington.
By the way, gas is $4.01 a gallon this morning. That's down 15 cents in a week. This is AP News. Now to Mississippi.
A grand jury in Mississippi declined to indict the white woman whose accusations set off the lynching of black teenager Emmett Till in 1955. The grand jury determined there was insufficient evidence to indict Carolyn Bryan Donham for kidnapping and manslaughter. Relatives told the AP Till had whistled at the white woman. Historian Timothy Tyson read the now 87-year-old Donham's unpublished memoir.
Her husband brought Emmett Till to her at 2:30 in the morning and wanted her to identify him, that she said it wasn't him three times. And then she said, Emmett Till flashed me a strange smile and said, yes, it was me.
Till's battered, disfigured body was found days later in a river. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks fell yesterday. The Dow fell 58 points yesterday. The S&P was down 17. The NASDAQ fell 150 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.